It allowed him to cast aside all logical emotions and sensations, fear, hatred, vengeance, for any emotion or sensation meant wasting useless energy. More recently, a colleague of mine last year from the Woodrow Wilson Center, where I was on a fellowship in Washington, Hala Esfandiari, and the director of the Mideast program, described in an interview I had with her a similar approach she took to enduring 3 months of solitary imprisonment at the notorious Avin prison in Iran in 2007. She was visiting her 97-year-old mother. She herself is 60. Then she was 67 and holds Iranian and American citizenship. She was detained on political charges of fomenting a Velvet Revolution through her work at the Wilson Center. During her months of captivity, she said she kept her sanity in part by trying not to think, quote, of my husband, my daughter, and my grandchildren. That would lead me to despair. She said once a week she was served an Iranian dish of lentils and rice that is her young granddaughter's favorite, one she often makes for them, and the memories were so painful that she refused dinner those nights once a week. What she did allow herself were the memories of her grandmother, and in fact she wrote a near complete biography in her head of her grandmother. She comes from a fairly well-to-do family, a political family, and she said to dwell on those memories of someone whose absence had been resolved would neither raise hopes nor cause despair. So Timmerman and Esfandiari's remarks point to a specific topic I